For 49 years, the Florida Folk Festival has been a kind of homecoming for many of the state's musicians, artists, and storytellers. Vassar Clements, Bo Diddley, and the Bellamy Brothers have played the Memorial Day weekend event. The 50th anniversary of the festival is in doubt because of a mandatory cut in the Secretary of State's budget. Susan Gage, Florida Public Radio, reports.
Once a year for 3 days, people gather at the Stephen Foster Folk Culture State Park in White Springs, a small North Florida town of about 500 people nestled along the banks of the Suwannee River, to celebrate the traditions of the state's varied ethnic communities.
Anglo culture, African American culture, Haitian culture, Spanish American culture, from wherever it comes, those traditions are being shared and perpetuated at the Florida Folk Festival.
Johnny Bullard has been performing at the festival since he was in the fifth grade, dancing Virginia reels and singing gospel and folk music. Now, as the head of the nonprofit citizen support organization for the state park, Bullard and others may be the ones who have to produce the festival if they want to preserve Florida's folkways.
If it were not for the funding and for the recognition, I think a lot of them would die out.
As part of a budget-cutting special session, the Florida legislature asked all state agencies to make recommendations on where they could trim their budgets. The Department of State placed the Folk Festival and its two full-time employees on the list to save $38,000. Florida Department of State spokesman David Host says the agency had no choice in meeting the legislative mandate.
The festival is one of the only programs that can survive such a cut, as it is one of the few programs which receives broad-based and significant private sector support.
Organizers are surprised to hear that because in the past, private donations and local community support has usually totaled less than $20,000. Many involved with the festival feel the state's decision to get out of the business of producing it has left them with little time to raise the $90,000 necessary to put on the event. Julie Fault's grandmother was one of the festival's founders. She says there's been little communication coming from the state about the future of the heritage event.
And we're halfway through the year as far as getting ready for the 50th anniversary, and every year is important, but this is a particularly important year. People are coming maybe who haven't come in years.
Residents fear the cancellation of the festival will have a major economic impact on the area. Local hotels and restaurants in White Springs and nearby towns depend on the 20,000 visitors to the Folk Festival to boost their profits for the year. Janet Moses owns Folk Art Bungalow, an art shop that doubles as a small, home-style restaurant.
Could mean one of our biggest days, you know, as far as sales. I also have loyal friends that are artists and craftspeople that do come here to sell, and they look forward to this show, and could be a big loss for not only money, but culture.
Moses has started a petition drive in the town to ask the state to restore the budget cut. Others are trying to raise money through an email campaign, collecting $50 checks for the 50th anniversary. But most are waiting to see if another state agency will step in to manage the festival, or if it will fall to the people of White Springs to produce the state heritage event. For NPR News, I'm Susan Gage in Tallahassee.